This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you, Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection. Because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team. Rep your city. Rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Yes, indeed. Welcome back into Sports Talk along with Jeff Nowak. I'm Steve Geller, Charlie Long, running Master Control. Happy to welcome in now as we wrap up our trip around the NFC South. David Archer, Atlanta Falcons radio color analyst. Thanks so much for the time, Dave. How's it going today?
Good, Steve. Jeff, good to be with you guys. Hope all's well in New Orleans.
Definitely appreciate it, man. Things are going well here. Just getting ready for training camp to get underway. Looking at this Atlanta Falcons squad, after, you know, going through OTAs, minicamp, all that, what would you say coming into this season is the biggest question for the Dirty Birds?
Yeah, the biggest question is still remains is what they added defensively. Can that make a difference for them to be able to get off the field on third down, win in the red zone? And that means rushing the passer. They went out and got some guys that can go do that for them. They feel like, and so we'll have to wait and see if those guys actually can step up and play. But added some stuff in free agency and certainly in the draft, and I think they're excited about it. Jalen Walker and James Pierce Jr., two guys that came off in the first round, one out of Georgia, one out of Tennessee. There are two guys that were prolific at the college level. Can they be that way at the pro level? We'll have to wait and see. Mix them in with some guys that are starting to come on. You know, we actually are probably our best player defensively is a guy we got from you guys. Caden Ellis has been an outstanding player for us coming over as a linebacker and rush the passer, go make tackles. He's been a guy that's been all over the field. He's kind of the star back there with Jesse Bates. And so you hope that you added those guys that can pressure the passer. And then they added a couple guys in the secondary that are ball hawks that have some like 23 career interceptions between them in college. And so you hope that they can transition to the National Football League and take the ball away. So that's the biggest question. Can that defense with Jeff Ulbrich running the show now, coming down from New York, can he get them wrangled in to where he can play some semblance of defense?
Were you a little surprised to see them double up on the pass rushers in the draft, or was it just that clear of a need that it just made sense?
No, I think that we've been waiting for such a long time for them to go ahead and do that. And you guys have watched the draft unfold. And obviously Kyle Pitts comes off the board, a tight end. And here comes Drake London. And then it's Bijan Robinson. And then it's Michael Penix. And you keep thinking, okay, well, the defense is where we've had our problems in trying to win on defense, trying to keep people off the field. We saw it unfold last year. Atlanta played themselves into position, played a pretty good offense, even when Kirk Cousins was playing extremely well at the quarterback position. So we got later on into the year where we need some defensive stops. Even in a game Michael Penix played extremely well in against Washington, couldn't get that last stop to finally win the game. And that was ultimately what broke their back and kept them out of the playoffs this year. So I think that was an obvious place to go, and that's where they went.
You know, besides, you mentioned Kirk Cousins, besides the fact we learned about his love for the Super Clips or Great Clips, whatever it was, in the Netflix yeah. QB series,
yeah.
He definitely was disappointed with the fact that the franchise went out and drafted the quarterback in Michael Penix Jr. But, you know, he still got his payday. Just curious, How is Kirk feeling right now going into this season?
Yeah, he's done all the right things, said all the right things as far as being here. Now, he said a few questionable things. Obviously, what popped up in the series you're talking about, the quarterback series, the second version of that with Kirk in it. And then maybe what surfaced around the Super Bowl, where there was a conversation about the shoulder injury that, ironically enough, he suffered against New Orleans down there in their building. And, right. and so that way it was, you know, it didn't go well here as far as how it was digested and stuff. It just felt like it was a little bit of sour grapes to a certain extent. I think that he's tried to recoup that a little bit, but and he said all the right things. He and Michael Penix have an outstanding relationship. They rode together on road trips down to the airport. They, you know, and those kind of things. So I think there's a good relationship there. Should he have to come back and be the backup quarterback, which it looks like he's going to be right now, I think that they'll have a good working relationship. Now, it's going to be great. Is it an ideal situation? Absolutely not.
You know, were you kind of surprised the fact that Cousins remained on this roster going into this season?
Well, he didn't have a choice. I mean, Atlanta's got him. You're talking about as far from a Falcon perspective?
Right, yeah. The team decided to keep him around.
Yeah, I don't think. I mean, you're going to have to pay him anyway. Why pay him to go play for somebody else?
Right. Probably New Orleans.
You might as well have the best. Yeah, you might as well.
Yeah,
have
it probably would have been the Saints that paid him. Right?
I don't know where you guys keep coming up with your money, but somehow you guys keep coming up with people to pay and get. I don't know how that happens.
Yeah, you know, and so I guess it's a weird situation for Penix, right? And I feel like it could get ugly under certain circumstances. It doesn't sound like that's going to be the case. Penix is obviously an older guy. It is funny. I hear from some Falcons fans telling me, like, Tyler Shuck's so ancient. They're about the same age, actually, Michael Penix and Tyler Shuck. Obviously, Michael has a year advantage in that he got into the NFL last year. But how do you see him kind of developing into year two as both kind of a quarterback on the field and, you know, that when you're a quarterback, you have to be the team leader. So that was that part of him kind of coming around.
Well, like you said, he came in as a mature guy. You know, he had 6 years of college football. He played at an extremely high level at Washington his junior and senior year, if you want to call it junior and senior year. I don't even know what that is anymore with the extra years these guys are getting in college. But anyway, a veteran player, played a lot of football, won a lot of games. So he came in having dealt with adversity. He had the injuries at Indiana, so he had to fight through some of those things. So he really got put some miles on his brain and how to think things and how to get through adversity that maybe a lot of college kids don't have to deal with. And so I think he was mature at that level coming in. And then from a leadership standpoint, I thought he did a really good job of kind of knowing his place with Kirk being the guy. And I thought he really did a good job absorbing how Kirk handled his business. Kirk was a very, very team-oriented guy, very much was about how can I accentuate what you do. He was very good about that. And Penix was good about listening to him and following him and paying attention to what he was saying. Like I said, they rode to games in their car down to the airport. They would talk in the car. I talked to both those guys about conversations they've had. So I think that Kirk was very willing to share some of his experience and stuff like that. I think Penix absorbed that. And then when Michael got his opportunity, he's a very calm, collected guy. There's not a high and a low with him, which is what you want as a quarterback. You don't want a guy that's riding the waves, and then when things go down, he goes down with them. Michael stays really even keel, and so I was really impressed with that. So obviously there's a lot of great expectation. The kid can flat spin it. There's not a throw he can't make. And you are going to get a little bit more athleticism at the quarterback position now with Penix playing. Ran 4.5 at the combine. I think that kind of gets overlooked. You know, he was such a great athlete at Indiana and then kind of developed into this pocket passer. Well, he's a guy that can get out and make some things happen out on the edge. Not necessarily run, but buy time in the bootleg game. So he brings in a little bit more of that horizontal passing game, if you will, sideline to sideline, being able to move the quarterback off of play action from Bijan Robinson. So it creates a few more problems for defenses. But I think Michael's gearing for the opportunity to go.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you, Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Can't get enough baseball? Start streaming MLB Network today. Get up to 15 out-of-market games a week live on any device, plus 24/7 access to MLB Network's award-winning shows, including live game look-ins and exclusive player interviews. And hear live radio play-by-play from all 30 clubs with MLB at Bat. Enjoy the home of baseball from virtually anywhere. Plans start as low as $5.99 per month. Sign up now at MLBNetwork.com/stream. Available in the U.S. only. Blackout restriction applies. Visit MLB.com/subscribe for full terms and conditions.
Talking with David Archer, the Atlanta Falcons radio color analyst, and curious your thoughts on where does Kyle Pitts stand right now? There's been tons of rumors, potential trades around him that hasn't happened, and just really haven't seen him return to that guy he was his rookie season. Just going into year five now, what can we expect out of Pitts?
Yeah, we saw some flashes last year, guys, of Pitts, the guy we saw his rookie year. The guy you're talking about went to the Pro Bowl. Remember, the quarterback on that team was Matt Ryan. And so he had a guy that was an accomplished passer that was able to get him the football and accentuate his abilities. They used him outside where he'd go down the field to make plays. He made plays in the middle of the field. I think we saw touches of that last year. Now, obviously, the emergence of Drake London being a number one receiver here kind of took maybe some opportunities away from Kyle to be that guy. And then Darnell Mooney was outstanding for Atlanta a year ago as well. So Kyle slid down in the pecking order a little bit. And then Bijan Robinson's emergence as a receiver, catching 60 balls out of the backfield as well as running the football for almost 1,500 yards. All of a sudden, there's a lot of weapons on this team, and so there's only one football. And so I think what Kyle's going to have to do is he's going to have to realize that and maximize his moments. I thought he was a little lackadaisical last year. I think there was some moments where the ball came his way, wasn't necessarily expecting it, albeit you go back to the Washington game I talked about, second to last game of the year, Atlanta fighting to try to stay in the first place of the division, and he and Penix hook up on a fourth down play that sends the game to overtime. He goes down low to make a catch in the end zone against the Commanders that sends the game into overtime. So big-time play by Pitts. He's got that ability. I just think that he's gotten kind of lost in the shuffle a little bit, and in turn maybe lost a little bit his confidence as to being that featured guy or that Mac Daddy at the tight end position. So hopefully with Penix back in the lineup, he's going to see the football a little bit more, and he's excited about the opportunity and maybe challenged a little bit. Atlanta did not pick up, you know, the option. So he's kind of playing in that limbo type year where, you know, he's got to prove his worth a little bit. And so maybe being under the gun a little bit that way will improve his abilities as well.
You know, I'm going to apologize in advance for the framing of this question, but we are in Saints country, so I do feel obligated to ask it this way. You know, this is the time of year that, you know, we talk a lot about optimism and what's going to go well. I'm just curious, what are you concerned about? Like, what if this season doesn't go well for the Falcons, it'll be because X, Y, and Z. I'm just like, what's on your list of potential hazards for this season in Atlanta?
Well, the one is what struck New Orleans last year. The unbelievable rash of injuries the Saints sustained last year. I mean, you lose your number one and two receivers, your quarterback's beat up, Kamara can't play very much, he's banged up. I mean, that's the biggest fear. I think we have some depth. This is a young football team, especially on the offensive side of the ball, and guys that are emerging. I mean, London's an emerging star at wide receiver. I mean, Bijan Robinson's already there. You know, he's got Tyler Algier backing him up, but they're different backs. And so I think if anything kind of derailed it, that would be what you'd be a little concerned about. Maybe some depth along the offensive line. Lost Drew Dahlman to free agency. He was a starting center, went to Chicago. Ryan Neuzel, who played quite a bit last year with Dahlman. Dahlman had an ankle, and so Neuzel started, I think, six games last year. Played extremely well, but still kind of new and raw, don't really know who his backup is going in, so if you had to go there. So those are kind of some of the things that maybe some of the depth things. I think defensively, you've got a lot of guys. You got to figure out if they can play. You've drafted a bunch of young players on the defensive side. You've got some guys that seem to be emerging, like Arnold Ebiketie. Braylon Trice got hurt last year as a third-round draft pick, got hurt in the first preseason game. Not sure what you got there. So there's some uncertainties about some of these young players as can they step to the task. So those are maybe probably some of the things I'm worried about. I'm not worried about their ability. I'm just worried about, you know, some of the things that really struck New Orleans. You guys were banged up big time last year, and it really hampered the season.
Yeah, injuries in the NFL, the great equalizer. You could have the best roster in football. It doesn't matter if they're not on the field. Speaking of, you know, great players, you know, Drake London, you have to be looking at that now with Garrett Wilson signing that massive extension. Drake London went two picks earlier. Chris Olave went one pick after Garrett Wilson. So it's a kind of an interesting three wide receiver group there that we're going to be watching in terms of the wide receiver market just continues to blow up and blow up and blow up. And I think the Jets got it done early because they anticipate it's just going to keep going. I'm curious, how do you feel, how do you project the Falcons handling that situation with Drake? Do they ride it out? Do they try to get it done early? What do you think is going to happen there?
Yeah, I think that Drake has done all the things you'd asked him to do. If he performs as well as he did a year ago, 100 catches, you know, the 1,400 yards receiving, I think he had 8 touchdowns. I mean, he's everything you want in a number one receiver. He's an incredible human being, good guy, teammate, all that kind of stuff. So he's stepped to the task there for them. If he has anything remotely close or is on his way to remotely having a season like he did last year, I can't imagine Atlanta doesn't step up. Plus the Cousins stuff, the bulk of the Cousins money will come off the balance sheet this next year. Most of his guaranteed cash was a 4-year deal, but built into the first two seasons like a lot of these contracts are. And so I think that you're going to free up a good deal of money that might go to Drake London. Now you got, you know, obviously there's some other guys that are going to start, you know, looking around. Now you took care of AJ Terrell last year, the really good corner that they drafted a few years ago in the first round out of Clemson. So I think they've kind of set it up the right way. And I think that the Cousins money coming off might free up their opportunity to probably take care of Drake early on.
Dave, thanks so much for the time joining us today. Man, we have a bit of a weird schedule this year in New Orleans and don't get to see the Falcons for the first time until week 12. So it'll be a while till we speak to you again.
Well, maybe those two teams are battling for the NFC South. That'll make it really interesting in those last 5 weeks of the season, right?
I hope so.
Yeah, I hope so.
After last year, for sure. Thanks a lot, Dave.
You got it. Always good to talk to you guys. Take care.
Thanks, Falcons Dave. Radio color analyst Dave Archer joining us there here on Sports Talk. That was our trip around the NFC South.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate. Then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Baseball's number one digital destination is the MLB app. And this app's got game, like game highlights, live games, fantasy games, and more.
The gem of a game!
This is baseball your way, with stats, scores, breaking news, and daily custom content that hits every time.
A monster shot!
Because here, you choose the teams and pick the players you want to follow.
All year long.
So when they catch it on the field,
what a catch!
You catch it on the MLB app. Download today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
On my podcast, Aspire with Emma Greed, we share the keys to succeed in business and in life. Listen to and follow Aspire with Emma Greed and Odyssey Podcast wherever you get your podcasts.